We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We had started learning about trees. And in the Braisa we quoted, we saw that newly planted trees, there are different ways in which we could start a new tree. So once they have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's considered a year. Less than that is not considered a year with regard to the 3 years of Orlo. And the Mishnah also said that less than 30 days, you can't leave them around for Shemitah. And the Gemara now is going to question the last line in the Braisa, which said that these new plantings, when it comes to the third year, while the third year extends beyond Rosh Hashanah till the 15th of Shvat of that third year, and then that's only then the fourth year begins. That's really the fourth year already. The third year extends into the fourth year till Tu B'Shvat, and that fourth year only ends on Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara says, "Minani mili." We're up to the second wide line, the second line on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And the Gemara brings its answer. Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. We have a quote: Rav Chia Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Yochanan, umatu ba mishmei the Rabbi Yanai. And they quoted in the name of. There are those who say this quote is in the name of Rabbi Yanai, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Yes, Amar Kram, the pasuk in discussing the prohibition of our law. The pasuk says, and we have our chumashim open to Sefer VaYikra, Parshas Kedoshim, what's called the 19th chapter, the 23rd verse of the Torah says, Ki tavoe v'chi tavoe l'aretz, when you come to the land of Israel, untatem kol etz ma'achal, you plant fruit-bearing trees, v'achaltem olato et pirio, you take the fruits and you stop them up. You don't use those fruits the first 3 years. For 3 years, that fruit is like it's stuffed up. You don't eat that fruit. Comes the next pasuk and says, "Uvashana revit." And in the fourth year, the fruits will be holy to Hashem. "Uvashana chamishit." And in the fifth year, you'll eat the fruits. You'll add. It'll be added to the crops that you have. So when the pasuk describes the fourth year, what does it say? It says, Shalosh shanim yelachem arilim. 3 years it will be prohibited. Uva shana ovit, and in the fourth year, and then it runs in to tell me how, and in the fourth year it will be permitted. Why does it begin with that vav? And in the fourth year. Could have just said, Bashana revis. On the fourth year it is permitted. Why does it have that extra vav? So we have a law of derivation that the vav mosif alinyan rishon. The vav, when you say and, you're connecting it to the previous concept. Meaning, we just said in the previous pasuk, Shalosh anim yelachem arilim. For 3 years it is stuffed up, you can't use it. And in the fourth year, why does it say the and? Why does it say the vav there? To indicate to us, and in the fourth year it'll also be prohibited. The provision of the 3 years extends into the fourth year. So that vav indicates to me that the provision of the 3 years extends into the fourth year, and from that we derive that the 3 years extend until Tu B'Shvat, that the 3 years extend to the fourth year. Now, it says the fourth year, the fruits will be holy. And in the fifth year, same thing. Why say, and in the fifth year, you'll be able to eat the fruits? To indicate, and in the fifth year, that the fourth year's prohibitive nature runs into the fifth year as well, until Tu B'Shvat of the fifth year. So that's the derivation. Now let's see it inside in the Gemara. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Uva shana harviit, uva shana chamishit. Tamim shebarviit, indicate to me, sometimes you'll be standing in the fourth year, and the prohibition of the first 3 years of our law is still effective. And sometimes you'll be in that fifth year, and the prohibitiveness of the fourth year, the revai, is still applicable. Clear? Okay, now we're running into a sugiya that's not so complicated. It's only difficult on 3 minutes time. So we'll begin the sugya. Is it okay if you guys, we go like 2 or 3 minutes overtime? We'll begin the sugya. We'll see how far we get. And then based on that, we'll decide if we'll just start it again next week. We saw in the Braisa that you must have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in order for it to count as a year. And there's a machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Does one day in the year count as a year, or does 30 days in the year count as a year? So the Gemara says, Lema de lo k'Rabbi Meir. Should we say that this Braisa is not like Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that once you have one day in the year, that counts as a whole year. And here, our Braisa said you have to plant it 30 days before the new year. Let's skip ahead to the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara's answer is going to be, no, it is Rabbi Meir. You need 30 days for it to get absorbed in the ground. And then you have one day that counts as the year. That's going to be the Gemara's final answer here. The truth is, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. But now the Gemara is going to work its way up and give us all the background we need to know. So the Gemara says, Lema delok Rabbi Meir. Should we say, whenever you have a Lema, the Gemara is suggesting something which it almost always refutes. Lema, you always have to find the end point. That's why I'm taking you to the end point. Whenever you see the word Lema, you know you're seeing something that's not going to stand. It's a suggestion which the Gemara pushes off almost always. So Lema delok Rabbi Meir, should we say that our Braisa is not like Rabbi Meir? Why am I saying that? De'ir Rabbi Meir, for if it were Rabbi Meir's opinion, I'm out. But Rabbi Meir says, Yom Echad v'shana chashuv shana, that you only need one day in the year for it to count as a year. And here in our Braisa we said you require 30 days. Okay, where's this opinion of Rabbi Meir's? Rabbi Meir's opinion appears with regard to animals. The Torah uses different terminology about animals. The Torah speaks about a cow that's a par. The Torah speaks about a cow that's a ben bokar. The Torah speaks about an egel, a calf. Ben bokar is a young cow, and par is a cow. So what's the difference between an egel, ben bokar, and par? So we have on tradition. Let's skip three lines. The end of the line, Rabbi Meir Omer. You see the end of the line, Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol makom sheneemar egel b'Torah stam. Whenever it says the word egel plainly in the Torah, it means ben shana, 1 year old. Ben bakar, it means ben shtaim, 2 years old. Par ben shalosh, par means 3 years old. That's the basis for our discussion now. Now let's go back to the Braisa. Ditanya, the Braisa says, par amu b'Torah stam. When the Torah says par, so we know Rabbi Meir says that means 3 years old. So Rabbi Meir says, ben eslim alba chodesh v'yom echad. It has to be 24 months, meaning 2 years old, plus a day. Meaning once it had one day in its third year, from that day it's already considered 3 years old. We said a par, by definition, is 3 years old. But Rabbi Meir says, I don't mean he has to pass his third birthday. I mean he has to pass his second birthday plus a day. One day in the year is like a year. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ben 24 chodesh v'lamid yom. Rabbi Elazar holds, you need 24 months plus 30 days. He holds, in order for it to be counted a year, you need 30 days of the year. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, now we quote that quote of Rabbi Meir, we'll reread it. Kol makom shneimar egel b'Torah stam ben shana. When it says egel, it means 1 year old cow. Ben bakal means ben shtaim, 2 year old cow. Pal means ben shalosh, a 3 year old cow. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds one day in the year constitutes a year. And our Braisa said you require 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to plant the tree in order for it to count as a year. So wouldn't that indicate that our Braisa is not in line with Rabbi Meir's opinion? It says the Gemara afilu teimer Rabbi Meir. No, the Braisa could even work according to Rabbi Meir. We're going to make an attempt at an answer now, and we'll have to pick up here, Bezlat Hashem, next week.